Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
North American energy ministers met last month to advance an agenda that expands the region's leadership in energy, strengthens energy security, and supports shared economic prosperity and environmental performance. Gathering in Toluca, Mexico, leaders of the United States, Mexico, and Canada affirmed that energy is a trilateral priority. They directed their energy ministers to discuss opportunities to promote common strategies supporting greater energy efficiency, infrastructure, innovation, renewable energy, unconventional energy sources, energy trade, and responsible resource development. U.S. Secretary of Energy Ernest Moniz, Secretary of Energy of Mexico Pedro Joaquin Caldwell, and Canada's Minister of Natural Resources Greg Rickford discussed options for creating a strategic vision for North America's energy sector. Key topics included public energy data and statistics collaboration, the impact of Mexico's energy reform, perspectives and opportunities for regional cooperation, and how to create a more resilient electrical grid and other energy infrastructure for North America. This is a crucial time for energy in the region. Production of conventional and unconventional oil and natural gas is surging in Canada and the United States. Mexico has recently enacted legislation that will revolutionize its energy sector, and renewable energy production and energy efficiency are taking hold in all three countries. This has resulted in an historic opportunity to reinforce North America's energy potential. Through our combined efforts, we hope to promote North American energy security, integration, and collaboration, strengthen government-to-government relationships, and support business-to-business engagement in the energy sector. Action plans will be developed in the coming weeks to implement this cooperation, and a progress report to leaders will be issued in December 2015. The United States is proud to work with its partners, Canada and Mexico, to meet the energy needs of North America and the world.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.